Nolte, CNN staffers cry doomed and fucked after Paramount purchase. By John Nolte on February 28, 2026. The good news is that the truly awful people who staff far-left CNN are unhappy. The bad news is that, in reality, they have no reason to be unhappy. Well, other than the layoffs. One insider report informs us that alarm bells went off as staffers began to panic over the suddenly real prospect that they could be working for Barry Weiss before the end of the year. "We are doomed," one staffer candidly said. "We are fucked," said another. The panic at CNN right now is off the charts. We all know what this means. Lots of angels are getting their wings right now, because that's what happens whenever bad things happen to CNN. So if the merger of Skydance, Paramount, and Warner Brothers Discovery survives the regulatory process, and I suspect it will, two things will happen that put the fear of Gaia into the serial lying scumbags who staff fake news outlets like CNN. The first is that Skydance CEO and founder David Ellison becomes everyone's boss, and that is unacceptable to the serial liars over at CNN because David Ellison is friendly with Donald Trump. This isn't unacceptable to the serial liars at CNN simply because Ellison is friendly with a sitting president. No, this is unacceptable to the serial liars at CNN because Ellison is friendly with a Republican president. If Kamala Harris were president and Ellison were sleeping with her, the serial liars at CNN would have no problem with that. That's why they are all scum. But this fear is unfounded. After all, Ellison said he hired Barry Weiss to clean up CBS News. Well, here we are, months and months later, and CBS News is still shit. Barry Weiss is a leftist who does not intend to reform anything. This means that just like CBS is still CBS, CNN will remain CNN. Layoffs, however, will be a different story. Skydance already owns CBS News, and this includes the equivalent of a cable news outlet, the streaming channel, CBS News 24/7. It makes no sense for Paramount to operate two very expensive news outlets where there will be all kinds of duplication in assignments and job titles. Why have two camera crews, two studios, two producers, and two overpaid anchors lie about Donald Trump when one can do it just as effectively? A lot of bad people who hate us are about to lose their jobs, so let's try to look at this glass as half full. But do not fool yourself into believing CNN will be reformed into anything respectable, honest, dignified, or trustworthy. CNN will always be nihilistic garbage.